Although half his heart is made perfect toward you, I pray that you are that strength, that power, the witness. Oh, praise God. Greater is he that's in us than he is in the world. The world doesn't have anything to boast about. The world, all they have is shame, problems. Sin in their life sets them from all of the things that they can have. Sin separates man from you this night. And Lord God, I feel what I felt this day. The enemy is so powerful in the hour of this day. Lord God, they dress so wickedly, so not being normal. And Father, there's so many of your people that have joined ranks with them. And Lord, they look like the world, they act like the world, and they smell like the world. Oh, praise God, their heart's not on you. Your eyes are over the righteous, and your ears open their cry, but the wicked you do not know. Father, in Jesus' name, I just praise you this night. Lord God, hallelujah. Lord God, hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us. This is a Friday evening. We seldom get together on Friday evenings here in the living room, but we are this time, and you're with us. God bless you. I pray that you'll just stay tuned, because there'll be something for you from the Lord, I believe. God is good. He's wonderful. Father, praise you forevermore. You are that mighty one. We can't make it without you. We're empty without you. We're nothingness without you. We're dead without you. And I pray that your mighty move will be upon us and upon the listener and upon Brother Freedom today. Thank you for opening the Word. Thank you for the move of the wonderful Holy Ghost. Lord, we can't function without the Holy Ghost. We pray for the mighty move of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And we thank you, thank you, thank you in advance, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, for your mighty working. Amen and amen and amen.
Father, we are so thankful this week for all the many blessings that you've given to us, all the wonderful things that you have done for us, but especially we're thankful for your precious Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit that you've given to us and allow us to use when it's your time for us to use them. We thank you for your presence in our souls, in our beings, in our lives, in our minds, in our hearts. Thank you for your presence here tonight, and help us to be a blessing to those about us as you are blessing to us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord, Father. We know your joy is our strength. Without that joy, there's no power. There's no witness. Father, I just pray that you move mighty this night. Lord, from God, I pray that you'll move the heavenlies this night. I pray that the mighty wave of your mighty power will surge this place. And Father, people will know it's all well. Lord, you are the answer. You are the peace. You are the strength. Oh, praise God, you are the eternal Father of all being. Every good and perfect gift comes from you, no other. This day, every gift on this earth that's any good comes to the author from you. And Lord, we do praise you and we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father, because it's all from you this day. We want to glorify you and exalt you because you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all honor. You're worthy. Oh, come, I see there's no hope but you. Lord, you are the answer. You are the way maker. You are greater than what we face. And Lord, this night, there's a challenge out tonight, but I pray that you'll move mightily against the powers of darkness, the imps of hell that come against you this day and your works this day. Lord God, I pray that you'll anoint, strengthen your people in a mighty way. Oh, Lord, without having the joy in our hearts, we're like a zombie. We're dead. You know, the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, is dead today. They're dead. I don't care what, they know what I'm saying. The Spirit of God's what's alive. The Spirit of God needs to be in the churches. The Spirit of God needs to be flowing out the doors. Their cup runs over. Oh, praise God. Without that running over, there's no life. There's no strength. But when it runs over, it means an artesian of cleanliness coming through. Continually cleaning. Is that soul is washed in the brain, there's more and more and more. There's no end of it. And Father, we know that Christians this day, many have not the answer. But you are the answer for everything that happens. Praise God, when it gets worse, you're on these arena. Oh, praise God, you come out down through the clouds of glory, and where your touch is, there's light. There's strength. Before many years, it's going to be going to happen on this earth. It's going to be a deadness in this land. The trees are going to die. Every living thing is going to be destroyed. And Father, then we know it's going to be renovated by fire. Oh, there's going to be a fire that's going to cleanse this earth. Oh, a mighty love from you, God. And Father, we know then there's going to be, but that's only going to take place after the time of the 1,000 years. So there's still an order and things going to have to be done. Father, I just praise you this day. I pray that you move mightily. Touch your people in a mighty way. You know, the church today is, they've been trying to make it within themselves, and you can't make it within yourself. There's nothing in myself that's able. If God doesn't come through and touch me, it's just dead. I don't know why we wanted to play church so long and get rid of the author of every good and perfect gift. Because the church was always representing good. That's what it's always took my little, I was a little boy. Church was, oh, I feel the presence of glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, that flooding of God's soul, like a mighty, oh, artesian well that flows through the hearts of the people. But God's people are afraid of him, and they don't want to get close to him. We all need to get close to God now, because one day we're going to stand before him. We need to learn to praise him. We do what's right, we have nothing to fear. It's when we do things that's wrong, and we don't ask forgiveness for it, then our conscience bothers us. But see, many of the people of God this day, their conscience is seared. They really don't know any longer what's good and evil. They go by what their peers that they have followed, what they say. But they don't go by what the Word says, by the Spirit. The Bible says the Spirit's going to speak to, wants to speak to this people, the church. The church is God's people. And we need the Spirit of God more than we've ever needed before. We need a special anointing. We need a direction that we've never had before. We need a cleansing. Oh, come on, the cleansing wave that touches the hearts of God's people. We just don't touch God's people, we need to touch all of the people. But I believe this is not going to come to pass. I truly believe, thus saith the Spirit of God, that we're living in the last hour. And there's going to be a remnant. And if we don't stay close to God, we're not going to be with that remnant that's going to be saved. God is searching through the world today on behalf whose hearts will come toward him. His eyes search, run to and fro throughout the whole earth to search for those that love him, those that seek his will, seek his calling. The world is so busy today, nothing wrong, but it's not in the presence of God. And that's where the world's at. There's too much business that's not God's business. The alarm is not bad business. It's just too busy. Like a lady called me yesterday. And wanted me to go to a Thanksgiving dinner. And she says, why didn't you call me? And I says, well, I didn't call you because when I called you, you said you was really busy. And you told me the things there. And you said you'd sure call me. But she said, oh, I wouldn't tell you that. And I said, that's what you said. And she did say. Exactly. She was too busy. And sometimes we get so busy, we don't remember what we say. Because it's loose words. We as God's people need to realize that that's why we need to learn to speak softly, waiting upon God, searching for God to move upon us in a mighty way. Because we bear a witness in this land, we influence or we do the opposite. We scatter. We destruct. And many of God's people, I think, destruct. They say words that's not really edifying. Without the Spirit of God, we cannot edify anyone. We can't perform it in our hearts, our heart. Our heart's not big enough. We need the Spirit of God to move mightily, to come against the principalities of darkness, all the wickedness in this world, because it's fighting against all hope. God is the hope. And so if the enemy sees anything that's a little bit toward that hope, he's going to send attacks and they're busy, whatever happens. But it takes away the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The result is, if we lose our joy, then we don't have it. We're dry. Our bodies that God made us, we don't work good when we're dry. We gotta have an unction. We gotta have a freedom. We gotta have a holiness. We gotta seek the one. We have to search for Him. And that's why we have to stay in tune with God. We have to maintain a personal connection. Like I said the other day, the battery has a positive and a negative. Where does the ground? God's power. But He chooses to choose man in everything that we do, more or less, on earth. So He is the power. We're negative. We don't have nothing. And we need to tell ourselves that. We need to tell others that. That's why we need to always call upon God. It's His department. It's His world. It's His church, if you don't really realize it. It's not the Assemblies of God. It's not the Church of God, of God, but it's not always by Him. He is supposed to be the leader. His Spirit moves mightily. There's nothing that He doesn't know. That's why it behooves us to really to search for the truth. And the truth is letting the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, so fill us with His glory that we walk by a supernatural call. It's from a heavenly of being filled with the Holy Ghost. It's not a term that it's man's work. It's God's work. God literally baptizes in Him, in part of Him, the Holy Ghost. And Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. And by that searching, whatever it does in our lives, and when we get dry, even then, we feel it. We need that excitement, the joy of the Lord is our strength. He is our high tower. And we must worship Him in spirit and truth. It saddens my heart because I feel like the whole world, it's all in emotions. See, I would say that very few people know where I feel right now. And when you're not where you should be in the Lord, there's a real hurt. But most of them are on a high. It's all emotions. God is God. He wants to give you part of Him in us, not emotion. You feel something, but from Him. It's not from you jumping up and down and clapping your hands. Now, if that was the Lord, that's okay if the Lord wants it. But if the power is you serving Him. Because in return, your whole being gets saturated by a Holy Ghost electrical charge. It touches you, anoints you, moves upon you as nothing else can do. It satisfies. It clarifies. It makes you holy. It moves mightily. And it's what we really need. Our cup runs over. Our cup runs over when the Holy Ghost comes in. It runs over. And it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we are going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's the Holy Ghost all the way. Praise God. He is the way. God sent Him back. Oh, praise you, the Lord. God, Jesus says it's needful that He went away. Or He didn't go away, the Comforter could not come. He would send the Comforter back in the Father's name and come back and live in the hearts of His people. What a blessing. You think about it, it's special. If you think about it God's way, it's something beyond anything that you can imagine. God literally wants to come down and take away your cares, your troubles, all your heartaches, your unsatisfied things that you become unsatisfactory and we're not satisfied. All these things become as on fire for God. They change you from glory into glory. They make you feel like life is worth living. They will make you feel that if you was going to die that merry moment, you're ready. That's the difference. It makes you ready to face tomorrow. It makes you ready to be ready to be ready. And without that ready to be ready, we cannot be ready. We need the power of God and the anointing of God to fuse us in Him. Not in the world, but we're fused in Him by the sealing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on, this word of God's hand can be upon you. His hand is not short that He doesn't touch you. Your eyes see you. And when the Spirit of God's in you, you know His eye is over His people. Because you're the temple of God. We're meant to live for God. We're meant to give our life over that God can live in us. We realize it's just that I'm just a temple. In exchange for that, if I allow that here, then up there, I'm going to have a new life. He's got to live in it really right now. I believe it. He's the only answer. If he lives in it now, then up there, I'm going to live forever. But if I'm selfish and don't want this to take place, then I'm robbing myself of a birthright that's been given to me by the Father, all anointed through Jesus Christ, Jesus paid in full, that we be our fulfillment of life. Oh, praise God that longing, oh, praise God, something that we cannot do for ourselves, God made available, and at the cross of Jesus Christ, when he shed and died for us, made all things possible, oh, by that surrender there, that we in this day can be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. Just having that one that's in us that can let you know that all's well. He can also do the opposite. He said, you better straighten up, young man, young lady. He might tell you to do all kinds of things. See, that's why we if you figure the church really needs him. The church really needs him in power because the pastor can't know everything, but he knows everything. He works with us and everyone else. He wants to anoint the whole, that we'll all work in harmony. We'll work in fellowship with God the Father. We'll work, and not the way of the world, having friction. We'll have promise. We'll have a blessing. And we'll see many lives touched. We'll see the power, the unction of the Holy Ghost come in, and lives touched by the mighty way that they receive that atonement for sin, and they don't longer worry because they're living above, they're living as an overcomer. When we live as an overcomer, that's where we need to be. Without the Holy Spirit, it's all impossible. Because it's our spirit that gets what's wrong. See, when we get off the enemy, we start rationalizing all this stuff in our mind. Well, our mind is going to tell you just a bunch of, just like the enemy, it's going to not know me right. But God does it through the Spirit. We, as God's people, have to learn to lean, yield to the Spirit. Lean, yield to the Spirit. Lean and yielding to the Spirit. It has to be. And that's what God demands. That's his will for us to do this. To not lean on our own understanding no longer, but to lean on him and trust through him that our whole being will be moved upon by his mighty Spirit. That we can testify and say, yes, yes, I know my God. He's real. He's my Savior. Jesus is one that doesn't die for, and God's here to help us. These last hours to not be washed out, but be washed in. We get a cleansing within, a clean people inside. We can wash on the outside, but all we go is sort of the outside. When we get washed on the inside, then we feel the glory coming down. When we feel the peace that passes all understanding, we feel the sense of accomplished. I've accomplished something in my life. I've not failed no longer. I'm walking in victory. Father, I'm walking in victory this night. Lord, I feel your coming's coming soon. Lord, we need to thank you this day. We want to praise you because you are coming soon and you're going to send your son Jesus back to us. Lord God, help us this night to wake up that we might see you, that we might praise you, that we don't let our have a bitter cup no longer, but we'll keep the joy of the Lord in our heart every day. We have to eat that joy of the Lord is our strength. We got to seek God. We got to praise him. We got to walk with him and by him side. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. His eye is on us. His ears open to our cry. We have a lot to worry about if we're not where we should be spiritually. If you abide in me, and that's the Spirit of God, he abides in us. He's going to keep us. But if we try to get rid of this, what's going to keep us, and I've heard some people saying that's what they did not no longer, pretty critical. It really is, you think about it. People say, well, you know, they try to keep, like myself, oh, you can't say that because, you know, people don't understand you. Well, they don't understand me either because I know what I'm saying is real. They have a limitation on knowing what's right from wrong. They're limited in, it's like a child that never did grow up. They're still a little slow. A lot of people get a little slow. God wants you to be up to date, right now, being full of the Holy Ghost, walking in victory, walking in promise, walking the joy. Nobody can tell you when you have They can't tell you you haven't got it because it's something you know for sure. It's like a peace, like a mighty river. Praise God, He is like a mighty shepherd. Jesus said He was a shepherd, but also the Holy Ghost is somewhat that way too. He keeps you in order while you're here. Straight with something out right now, technically, Jesus is in heaven. And He meditates, He prays for each of us daily. But the Holy Ghost is one and living that lives right down in here. He's the one that makes resident in our church house. He's the one that resident in this house right here. He's the one that stands by you. He's the one that knows all, is all. Just like that I had the other day about the shop foreman and the service manager and the owner. That's really the way it is, because the shop foreman knows what's going on because he's right there. And the Holy Ghost is the same way. He's right there with you all the time. He's there to help you. He's like that gentle shepherd. He is the one that so loves you. Can't you feel Him tonight? He's that blessed hope, that strength. You need Him this night. Where you are, you need Him this night. You need to have a new hope, a new strength, a new complete rebuilding many times. But He can rebuild you in an instant. Oh, praise God. He can make you over. Oh, praise God. He is real, forever real. I'm going to close this night because I feel that God wants to touch the hearts of many people this night. But I want to pray that God bless you this night. Search this night. Call upon Him. And God will give you clarity this night. He'll bless you in a mighty way. Oh, Lord, it's your cup, mine running over. It might be full this night. Oh, praise God. Touch your people in a mighty way, Lord. Touch them in a mighty way. Help them this night. We thank You in this name, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you for coming and joining us. And you know, there's a lot of messages here that are life changers. It's changed my life getting to work with all these wonderful messages from heaven. Thank you for joining us in the living room.